Good morning and welcome. My name is Reverend Hannah Gordon and I am your new rector. Thank you so much for your prayers and your thoughts and your support. Thank you if you were able to be with us on Tuesday evening. It is a privilege and a pleasure to have finally been able to join you here in the parish of St. Margaret's in Chipstead. I really look forward to getting to know you, to meeting you, not just through a computer screen, but in person over the coming weeks and months. And as we get to know each other and journey forward and discover the plans that God has for this place. I'm going to be leading us through this BCP communion service this morning. It might be different to how John does it, and that's okay because God calls and equips us all differently. I hope that it meets you and feeds you wherever you are and fulfills your need to be in communion with us. So let's pause for a moment and then I'll start. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known and from whom no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandments greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. The Collect for the Sovereign. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant Charles, our king and governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him, in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God now and for ever.
We now hear our readings for the day.
The reading is taken from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 8. Peace and hope. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 to 38, and chapter 10, verses 1 to 8. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and illness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal those who are ill, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's say the creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things, visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and he ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Well, good morning and welcome to our final recorded BCP communion. Thank you so much to you for joining in this act of worship, and I hope that it has enabled you to feel an active part of this church family during this oddest of seasons. There are so many other thank yous. Thank you to John Waits for keeping this going and recording the BCP communion service season in and season out over the last 2 years. Thank you also to Deborah, who has enabled that to happen in church. She is the person behind the camera. She is the person who makes communion communion, because you can't celebrate communion on your own if you're a priest. Thank you also to Ray King, who has been amazing and faithful in putting this service together. It takes longer than you think. It is more onerous than just putting a file onto the computer. There's editing to do, knitting together of the parts, and then uploading it, which takes far longer than you expect. So Ray, thank you so much for your time and your dedication. Thank you also to Amanda, his wife, not only for lending us Ray for all those hours, but also for filling in when prayers and other bits needed doing. We are hugely grateful. Thank you to you if you have preached in this service. So if you've been a preacher and you've pre-recorded, or if you have been a reader and you have sent your reading to Ray, thank you so, so much. It has been a precious and important part of our worship here at St. Margaret's, and the time is now for it to end. And so I am so looking forward to seeing as many of you as possible next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. in church, where we will celebrate a Book of Common Prayer communion service together, which will be amazing, I hope. I'm going to hold and celebrate that service every Sunday from next Sunday until the 23rd of July. And then I'm away for a couple of weeks. So it will pause and we will see where we're at and whether we need it for the rest of the summer. It's going to be BCP 1 week and then Common Worship the next. Please come to both and you will start to see how the liturgy is beautiful and holds us and scaffolds our worship, and how you'll see the links between them both. I can't wait to welcome you and see you. If you are someone who can't come out every week, but can come out occasionally, don't forget there's also Wednesday communion, now on the fourth Wednesday of the month at 11 a.m, followed by coffee. Or John or myself are more than willing to come and see you at home once a fortnight, once every 3 weeks, and celebrate communion at home with you. You just need to get in contact with us, either by phone, you can phone me, or you can phone the church office, or by email. My email is rector@smchipstead.org. Thank you so much. Today, our theme is peace and hope, which comes from that glorious reading in Romans. We can sometimes get confused by Romans and think that Paul's letters are all about the justice and the law, but this is a reading which shows us that that's not true. The arc of the letter, which was designed to be read out to the small house churches in Rome, having been delivered by the faithful deacon Phoebe, are letters of hope, letters of love and grace. And so that's what we see when we take and understand the whole of the book of Romans. But the bit that I want to focus on today is a bit about having God's love in us by God's Holy Spirit. And I'm reminded of the Jewish prayer, the Shema, which is the cornerstone of daily prayer for the Jewish faith. I'm just going to lean down and get my iPad. It's the centerpiece of Jewish prayer services, morning and evening. It's considered by some to be the most essential prayer in Judaism. It's an affirmation of God's singularity and kingship. Jesus would have prayed this prayer. It is a biblical prayer. And when Jesus is asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" this is where his answer comes from. And so I'm going to read the Shema to you. And my prayer is that you would know God's love and God's kingship. You would know his presence and his protection. You'd know his hope and his deep, deep peace, which is beyond understanding, that sits beside us in our sufferings. And my prayer is that as we meet next week, I would get to know you, and that together we would grow in love of God and our community. Here is the Shema to end our time of online worship this precious season we have shared. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God, Yahweh is one. Blessed is God's name, his glorious kingdom is forever and ever. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. I pray that as you move forward into this week and into this new season of worship, God's love and God's law will be inscribed on your hearts and your hands. Amen. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, especially thy servant Charles, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant under his whole council and all who are put in authority under him, that they may truly and impartially administer justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments, and to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. We move into a time of confession. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbours and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Jesus Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all who travail and are heavily laden, and I will refresh you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying and worthy of all people to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. We move to celebrate our communion. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart, O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother. May I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly day by day. Amen. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. The body of Christ. Amen. The blood of Christ. Amen.
As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us who have duly received these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious blood and body of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate into the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all thy faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. By the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son, and we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. We say the Gloria together. Glory be to God on high and in earth peace, good will towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy. Thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.